listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 15. Today's topic is one I'm especially passionate about: releasing stress and calming anxiety through somatics. And whether you're navigating a high-pressure job, parenting, school, or just trying to stay afloat, this episode is for you. And let's begin by exploring how stress and anxiety show up in your daily life. We use the word stress and anxiety all the time, but how often do we recognize how they live in our bodies? Here's what stress may look or feel like: tight shoulders or clenched jaws, snapping at someone over something small, digestive issues or constant fatigue, difficulty concentrating or forgetting things, trouble falling or staying asleep, even when exhausted. Anxiety often includes restlessness or fidgeting, a racing heart or shallow breathing, sweaty palms or feeling lightheaded, catastrophe thinking, the constant what-ifs, and avoiding situation or tasks out of fear. These symptoms aren't just emotional or psychological. They're embraced experiences. Your nervous system is talking, and somatic work teaches you how to listen. So let's take a moment to unpack this. Somatics is the body-centered, therapeutic approach that recognizes that the body and mind are deeply interconnected. The term itself comes from the Greek word soma, which means the living body in its entirety. So when we talk about somatic therapy or somatic practices, we're referring to the tools and interventions that work through the body to promote emotional regulation, trauma healing, and nervous system balance. Instead of focusing only on thoughts and stories, somatic work focuses on sensations, posture, breath, and body memory, helping you reconnect with parts of yourself that may have been holding tension or trauma for years. So there are some core concepts in somatic work. The first one is interoception, and this is your internal awareness, your ability to notice things like the flutter in your stomach or a tight chest. Building this awareness helps you to recognize what your body needs before things escalate. Next is nervous system regulation. Our autonomic nervous system operates in two main branches: sympathetic, which is fight or flight, and parasympathetic, which is rest and digest. Somatic tools help you to move from survival mode into a calm, safe space. Then there's titration. Somatic work doesn't just flood the system. Instead, it helps you to gently approach difficult sensations or memories bit by bit, making the process safe and empowering. And lastly is resourcing. These are body-based tools that bring a sense of calm, safety, or strength. For example, a memory of a loved one's hug, the sensation of your feet on the ground, or the sound of a calming voice. Now, as a therapist trained in somatic techniques, I've seen firsthand how powerful these tools are, not just in clinical settings, but in schools, home, and the community work as well. So in the next segment, I'm going to explore some somatic techniques that you can integrate into your daily life. Thank you. Somatic practices aren't time-consuming or complicated. They're accessible and powerful. An example of this could be orienting to the environment. This is where you would look around your room slowly and let your eyes land on something soothing, a color, a texture, or a plant. Notice without judgment. And why this works. This activates your social nervous system and shifts you from internal chaos to external safety cues. Next is grounding through the feet. Stand with your feet firmly on the floor. Press them down gently. Wiggle your toes. Notice the texture under you and say to yourself, I am grounded. Why this works? Grounding anchors you into the present moment and calms racing thoughts. Somatic shaking. Gently shake out your arms, legs, shoulders, or bounce on your heels for 1 to 2 minutes. Play some music if you like. Why this works. Like animals who shake after a threat, this helps release excess stress hormones and tension. Hand-to-heart breathing. Place one hand over your heart and one over your belly. Inhale for 4 counts. Exhale for 6 counts. Feel the warmth of your hand. Why this works. This combines breath regulation with soothing touch, signaling safety to the nervous system. And lastly, there's vagal toning with humming. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, start to hum. Notice the vibration in your chest and throat. Repeat this for 1 to 2 minutes. Why this works. It stimulates the vagus nerve, promoting calm and connection. Stress and anxiety are part of the human experience, but suffering doesn't have to be. Somatics invites us to ask, what is my body telling me? What do I need right now? And how can I support myself from the inside out? When we slow down and tune in, we realize that the body isn't the enemy. It's the messenger. Through somatic practices, we return to a sense of safety, self-trust, and regulation. So here's what I want you to take away from today's episode. Somatic therapy is about bringing the body back into the healing process. You don't need any fancy equipment. All you need is awareness and compassion. And when you learn to regulate your nervous system, everything changes. Until next time, breathe deeply, ground yourself, and give your body permission to rest and release. You deserve peace.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.